Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Don Colaway. Batting second. The first baseman, Paul Campbell. Batting third. The left fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Neil Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Gray. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ted Gray. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Don Colaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell takes first base on ball four. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone takes first base on ball four. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Boone moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Feller, and towards Gordon, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon takes first base on ball four. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray strikes out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau pinch runs for Ken Keltner. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Boudreau now playing third base. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mullen. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boone applying the tag. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Vernon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Evers moves to second. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepon strikes out. One out. Dick Wakefield pinch hits for Neil Berry. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evers scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Marlon Stewart pinch runs for Dick Wakefield. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-1 in the game. Gray takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to third. Stewart moves to second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. Stewart scores. Gray moves to third. It's 3-2, Tigers. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Campbell is walked intentionally. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gray scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Tigers. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-2, Tigers. Al Benton now pitching. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Lake now playing second base. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Doby is hit by the pitch. Boudreau moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gordon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lepon hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Vernon bunts towards the mound. Gray fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan strikes out. One out. Allie Clark pinch hits for Al Benton. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Vernon moves to second. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Papish now pitching. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gray strikes out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Callaway hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boone is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreaux takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Papish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evers is called out on strikes. Two outs. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields the ball and throws to Papish covering. Safe. Wirtz moves to third. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Papish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Callaway fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Berardino pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino strikes out. 2 outs. Al Rosen pinch hits for Frank Papish. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Tresh now catching. Steve Gromick now pitching. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gray strikes out. 2 outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Callaway hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Boudreaux takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Boudreaux moves to second. It's 7-3, Tigers. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 4 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Boudreaux moves to third. Doby moves to second. Dizzy Trout now pitching. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boudreaux scores. Doby moves to third. Kennedy moves to second. It's 7-4, Tigers. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Mike Tresh. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Doby scores. Kennedy moves to third. Vernon moves to second. It's 7-5, Tigers. Bob Lemon pinch hits for Steve Gromick. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Mullen fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Mullen. Kennedy scores. Vernon scores. Tucker goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 7. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.